Chapter 24. This chapter is quite short. Day 9. I pass through Stoke Newington and Crouch End, too pleased with themselves North London enclaves, where, in the words of Alan Titchmarsh, you could slap a stranger and feel sure they deserved it. Stopping on a bench near Hendon, I lunch on cocktail sausages and Scotch eggs, or sausage two ways, as chefs round here would no doubt call them, and inspect my foot wound, peeling back the sock that clings to the gash like a toddler to its mummy. It looks pretty awful. The cut itself is neither deep nor long, but it looks like it could be edging in the direction of becoming infected. I smear it with antiseptic cream and hope for the best. I can't pretend the cut hasn't slowed me down. Setting off at 0900 hours, I had hoped to complete this cool 17-miler in around 8 hours, but when I arrive it's probably closer to 2000 hours, as in 8 p.m., rather than 2000 hours of walking, which would be crazy slow. No one walks that slow, not even Honeyford. And so it is that darkness has fallen by the time I walk up Elm Drive. It occurs to me that I should make myself presentable, since I'm certain to have built up a film of glistening sweat on my face, not to mention the black, pastry-like substance that gathers around the belt line. Crouching behind a Mitsubishi Shogun in a neighbour's drive, I pop my top off and wash my body with a bottle of Evian and a spare sock, all the while practising the smiles and nods that will hopefully show Harvey Kennedy that I'm an engaging and likeable presence. I discard the sock by forcing it into the soil of the Shogun owner's rose patch, and then finally, I'm ready. I walk up the driveway of 302. I knock. A woman answers. Hello? I was wondering if Harvey was around. I'm a friend. Sorry, Harvey's in Nice for work. Doesn't fly back into Gatwick until Tuesday night. Okay. After this nightmare on Elm Drive, although it isn't really a nightmare, it's absolutely fine, I make my way to the Tudor Something Hotel, and sleep the sleep of the just. Some might suggest that Harvey's not being there has rendered the entire detour a total waste of time, but I disagree. I respect the opinion, I just don't agree with it. In the words of a Geordie man I once knew, "Worse things happen at sea," which in his case turned out to be chillingly accurate.